Well, at the moment, the Senate are looking at conducting an inquiry into reforming political donations laws and how all of that is working for us. And an academic study by Dr. Belinda Edwards from the University of New South Wales, Canberra, has just been released and found that as little as 13% of the major parties' income are being transparently declared as political donations. So only 13% of what comes in is being declared. So we've got Belinda on the phone with us at the moment. Good morning, Belinda. So I guess that's one of the major issues when it comes to political donations in Australia. What are some of the other ones that you can see at the moment?
Oh, good morning, Mark. Yeah, look, the transparency issue is absolutely huge, certainly at the federal level. That we've had new laws brought in at the state level that are getting much better. But at our federal level, people would be quite shocked about quite how bad the political donations laws are. And there's a couple of, you know, one of the issues is simply a straight-up transparency one of it being made public who's paying our politicians. And the second set of questions is around whether or not we need to do something so that our political parties don't need to raise quite as much money as they are at the moment.
So if only 13% rather is coming through and being declared, there's a transparency issue where we really don't know what's coming and going. What are some of the changes we should be looking at implementing, and I guess is there an appetite for that sort of change?
Yeah, well, look, this is one of those things where the political parties don't want to move on it, so we've really got to get a big public campaign to say we're not going to put up with this anymore. Because absolutely, so only about 15% of the major parties' income is being transparently attributed to political donations. About 50% for Labor and nearly 70% of the Coalition's income is going entirely undisclosed, so we've got no idea where that money's coming from at all. And then there's another chunk in between, which is in a grey area where dodgy accounting's being used to make money harder to track or harder to know exactly what it was for.
So I guess, as always, transparency is the key there. And like you said, there's not a lot of appetite for that to change. And if the system's working okay for some, why would you want to change it?
Yeah, that's right. And there's a tricky issue here that they're seen as an issue of partisan advantage. So the Liberals tend to think that donations laws will hit them harder than they hit Labor because, you know, everybody knows Labor's funded by unions, and so the unions are happy to disclose. And Labor actually applies a lower disclosure threshold. They actually disclose everything over $1,000. So they've only got about $20 million that they're apparently raising from sausage sizzles, whereas for the Liberal Party, it's up around sort of $48 million that we just don't know where it's coming from.
You know, even though those amounts for most of us are large amounts, is it just me, or in the scheme of political parties, that doesn't seem like a lot of money? But is that really a lot of money?
For the political parties, yeah, I mean, their total incomes are, at the moment, the Liberal Party's income is, you know, it's up around the sort of, in an election year, if you include the public funding they get in there, they're up around $110 million, whereas Labor in the sort of 2013-14 election, if you whack in the public funding, their income's up around sort of $75 million as being their total income. So, for you know, it's big bickies for them.
Belinda, I just imagine what people would say if we went to a publicly funded model for elections and political parties. How do you think that would work, and do you think that there would be much of an appetite in the electorate for that to take place?
Yeah, so because the big driver of all of these fundraising campaigns is that the election campaigns are so expensive. And it's interesting whether or not this is going to change with social media. But the problem the parties face is that it's about $50,000 for a 30-second ad on TV. So when you think about how many ads you see in an election campaign, that's basically what this money is all about. So there's lots of arguments that there are things that we should do, that we should put caps on, you know, not allowing them to spend so much money on TV advertising, that we should limit the ways that they're allowed to campaign and allowed to message so as to reduce the financial cost of elections. But that's sort of one approach. Another approach is, as you say, the public funding approach, where we, at the moment, we already give the parties a certain amount of money for each vote they win. so that reimburses them for their campaigns. So one of the other arguments is that what we should be doing is we should be increasing that amount so that they don't need to rely on private donors quite so much. One of the challenges with that approach is that issue of then, does that make it harder for new parties to break in? How do we decide if a new party's just emerging for the first time? Should they get funded? If they don't get the public funding, does that mean it really locks us into the two parties? That sort of question.
I think when some of those questions come up, I think that's what the majors are happy with, so the status quo remains. But it's a conversation worth having, Belinda. I think there are some good thoughts in it. Thanks you for sharing some of those with us this morning.
Cheers. Thanks for that, Mark.
Dr. Belinda Edwards, Senior Lecturer of International and Political Studies with the University of New South Wales. Yeah, only 13% or thereabouts of political donations being declared as such. That in itself has got to be a worry.